The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim Dafayin Ches. The Gemara of the year says, Omer Yeshlokish, Hapiglo Va'anoise Va'atome, Shebolol Onze Boze, Va'ochlon Potter. Yeshlokish says, if someone mixed pigol, noisar with tame, three different types of kachim, which are also to be eaten, and he mixed them together, and he ate them, he's potter from getting malchus. It's impossible that one min did not become more than another min. In other words, what the Gemara explains, and therefore there's a bittul. For sure, certainly, one type was more than the other type, and therefore there was a bittul. And the Gemara goes on to explain the Shema Mina Tlas from Rebbe Yehoshua Lakish's memory. We see three things. Shema Mina Yisurim Mevatlim Zeh. We see that one is to give me Mevatl another. Shema Mina Nisim Tavriyav Lavda Yaisa. Shema Mina Asra Asavik Le Shema Asra. We see that Asra Asavik is not a Asra. In essence, Yehoshua Lakish says a tremendous chidush that even if you have something that's aser, something that can't be eaten, there could still nevertheless be this rule that we know in Kol HaTorah Kula that there's something is batel b'roiv. One thing can become batel, can become nullified when it's mixed with greater amounts of it. And therefore, it's a big machloikis, Rashi, and Tosfos had explained the whole Gemara. But according to Rashi, let's try to keep it simple. According to Rashi, even Rashi is hard to understand, but let's try to keep one pshat because we really want to get to the next step. So we'll try to keep the explanation of the Gemara brief, and then we'll, Be'ez Hashem, get to the next part and see how it plays lehalacha, how this Gemara is in effect noigeya, very applicable lehalacha. So Yehoshua Lakish says if somebody took three kizesim of three different types of isurim, three different types of things that are prohibited to be eaten, each one of them on their own, if somebody is warned not to eat it with two edim and he eats it b'mezit purposely, he could get a punishment of malchus. There's koris, there's carbon, there's other things as well, but he would be chayiv, the oynish that Beis Din would give him would be malchus. So he took these three zeisim, which each one in its own is chayiv malchus, he eats them. Now they're all mixed together, and he ate, according to Rashi, two zeisim of that mixture. So says Rashi, to explain Yehoshua Lakish, that he's exempt from getting malchus. Why? What happened? Some Edom came along and warned him, don't eat one of these types of Yisurim. Says Rashi, he's exempt from malchus. Why? Because we don't know which Isur he ate. And certainly, when he was eating it and chewing it, one type went ahead and swallowed up, was bigger than the other type. If he took two zeisim in his mouth at once, one type was bigger than the other type, and therefore it was nullified, it became a bitul, and that type that he was eating. One, while he was chewing and swallowing, he swallowed one type being bigger than the other type, and with that there was a bitul, despite the fact that both things that are also to be eaten. Nevertheless, there is Isser. And the biggest, point that we want to discuss with Yehoshua Lakish is the fact that according to Yehoshua Lakish, the concept of Bittul B'Roiv is applicable even to things that are asur. Even things, not only do I say bitul b'roiv, if you have a majority of food that's mutter to be eaten, and in it got mixed some food that's asur to be eaten. Even if you have two things that are prohibited to be eaten, just one is bigger than the other, the one that's larger will be mevatil, the one that's smaller. And even then I say bitul b'roiv. So usually, if they're both asr, so ma'naf kemino, what difference is it which isr it is? Either way, you can't eat it. So the Gemara makes an afkemino when it comes to Malkus. If you hold asra asafik is not loishme asra, so then it will come out that he won't get Malkus despite the fact that he ate things that are certainly asr, and even though there was the asra, it will come out that the asra asafik loishme asra will come out that the warning he got was not a valid warning since there was a bitul b'roiv. That is to say, the Gemara in brief, really it requires a tremendous amount of explanation. We're just discussing the basic concept that Reish Lakish says in this sugya. Later on, the next daf, we're going to see that Reb Eliezer disagrees. Ufliga de Belazar, Reish Lakish disagrees with Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar says that we don't say this concept. Reb Elazar says we don't say that Isurim Mevatel Zeh, when you have two things that are also to be eaten, one cannot be Mevatel the other. Simply, one may walk away from this Gemara that today that we don't have a Bezdin that gives punishments of Malkus, so the whole Gemara is not applicable. Or for someone who's a kosher Jew and he would never eat purposely things that are asur, so again, the whole Gemara would not be applicable. However, the Rosh tells us not like this. The Rosh in Atshuva, and this is in Shailas Atshuva's Klal Chof Simin Beis, he says, I have an example, a practical case, where this halacha of Reish Lakish is applicable to. And that is, let's say, we have somebody that has 59 zesim of heter. For example, let's say somebody has 59 zesim of oil in a bowl. And in it, at the same time, 2 zesim of iser fell in. So these 59, we know, in Hilchos Taruvos, that when it comes to a bittel of lach belach, when things get mixed and the tastes get mixed, you need to have an amount of 1 to 60 for something to become batil. If you have 60 amounts of heter in relative to the one amount of iser that fell in, it will become batel. If you have less heter than that, than 60 to the one iser that fell in, then it's not batel. So when you have 59 zesim of heter, so 59 zesim of heter is not enough to be mevatel one zayis of iser. Then we had that 2 zesim at the same time, 2 zesim of iser fell into these 59 zesim of heter. However, these 2 zesim, each zayis was a different type of iser. For example, one zayis was chelev, and one zayis is dam. Says the Rosh, then this whole mixture got mixed together, the chelev became liquefied, and there's dam, so you have a big mixture of oil, one blood, a little bit of blood, and a little bit of chalif. And if only the dam would fall in to this oil, the whole oil would be asur, because there's not enough heter to be mevatel the dam. If only chalif would fall in, the whole mixture would be asur, because there's not enough heter to be mevatel the chalif. Now that both fell in at the same time, says the Rosh, a tremendous chiddush. Now the whole mixture is permitted. Here you have a case where usually you say, if a person does more wrong, they're only going to be worse off. Ein achayte niskar. Here the person that some by mistake mixed in two Zaysim of Isser, he benefited, he gained. Now that two Zaysim fell in, the mixture is permitted. Why? And the calculation is like this. We have to be mevatel the Zayis of Chelev that fell in. So, in relative to the Zayis of Chelev that fell in, there's another 60 Zaysim that are not Chelev in the mixture. You have 59 Zaysim of Heter, plus you have one Zayis of Dam. So 59 plus 1 is 60, so you have 60 other Zaysim, things other than Chelev, to be Mevatel the Chelev that fell in. So now the Chelev is Mutter. Go the other way. You have to be Mevatel the Dam. You have 59 Zaysim of Heter, plus one Zayis of Chelev, to be Mevatel the Dam. So if you look at the Chelev, you have 60 Zaysim of things other than Chelev to be Mevatel it. If you look at Dam, you have 50 things, you have 60 things other than the Dam that can be Mevatel it. And therefore, says the Rosh, with this person that had 59 Zaysim of oil, and then at the same time, two Zaysim fell in, one was Chelev, one was Dam, the whole mixture is permitted, since Klape, since compared, when you look at each Isser individually, you have 60 Zaysim against that Isser that fell in. So L'chaira, this is the concept of Yisurim Mevalim Zehazeh. Despite the fact that both Chelev and Dam are things that are prohibited to be eaten, nevertheless we're able to use the Chelev and the Dam as things that bring about a bittul. What causes the heter in this case is actually something that's usser is causing a heter. Which is like the concept that Rish Lakish said, that Yisurim Mevalim Zehazeh, even something that's prohibited to be eaten, could cause this nullification of bittul b'roiv. The Rosh says that's one case, where you could have that Isser will be mevatel another Isser. And he says you have another case. Let's say you have two bowls of water. One bowl of water has 29 Zaysim in it. And into that bowl of water, a Zayis of Chola fell in. A Zayis of milk fell in. Then you have another bowl of Heter, another bowl of water, and one Zayis of meat fell in, meat juice fell in. So we know, Basa B'Cholav, you can't eat them, you can't eat them if they're mixed. Now he mixed both, but now one bowl has 29 Zaysim of water with one Zayis of milk, the other bowl has 29 Zaysim of water with one Zayis of meat juice. So both bowls have not yet been mevatel the thing that fell in. The bowl that has milk in it, the milk is not batel yet, because there's only 29 against it. And the bowl that has meat in it is also not batel. The meat juice is not nullified. It's because there's only 29 against it, which we need 60 to go against it. Says the Rosh, if we'll mix these two bowls together, everything will be mutter. Why? Because we're going to have if we're going to mix the two bowls together, no, sorry, I may have said it wrong, one bowl had 30 Zaysim of water. One bowl had 29 Zaysim and the other bowl had 30 Zaysim. Now he mixed two bowls together, so now the two bowls together have 59 Zaysim of water, plus each bowl had one bowl as a Zayis of Chola, one bowl as a Zayis of meat. Says the Rosh, the 59 Zaysim of water together with the milk are going to combine to be 60 against the meat, and vice versa too. The one Zayis of meat together with the 59 Zaysim of water will combine to be 60 to be mevatel the milk. So here again, even though basar cannot be basar and chalav theoretically are the things that are usar, nevertheless the basar itself could be a part of the substance that could be mevatel the other one. So again, this is a little bit similar to the concept of Isurim Mevalim Zazeh. Here it's not really is, here it's really still Heter. This second example could be applicable even in cases of Isur. I don't want to get involved because it touches into another sugya of Hanan, and I'd rather keep out to, for the simplification of this sugya, I would like to avoid getting into that whole sugya of Hanan. So the Rosh says that despite the fact that nowadays we don't have Malkus, and therefore one may think that this whole sugya of Yisur Mevalim Zazeh has no application, says the Rosh, nevertheless it does have an application. It has an application where, let's take the first example of the Rosh, that's he had 59 Zesim of Heter, and at the same time two Zesim of two different types of Isser fell in, that each Isser will combine with the Heter to be Mevatel the other Isser, and the entire mixture becomes Mutter. That's what the Rosh says. The Tur, the son of the Rosh, paskins like his father the Rosh. This is in Simein Tzadiches. In Yerodeh Simein Tzadiches. The Shulchan Aruch follows the Tur that paskin like this Rosh. And this psak of the Rosh is in fact a halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha, this very halacha of the Rosh. However, it would seem that this whole halacha of the Rosh is dependent on whether we say the halacha is like Reish Lakish or the halacha is like Eliezer. The Chayyim would seem that it's only possible to say this Rosh if you hold like Reish Lakish that says Yisurim Mevalim Zezeh, that one Isser can be Mevatel another Isser. So comes the Dogma of Vava, and the Dogma of Vava says that it's not so simple to paskin like Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says that he paskins like Reb Eliezer, that Yisurim are not mevatel one another. The Rambam says if someone has pig on Noisar and Tame and he mixes them together, he'll be chayiv. Even though one min is more than another min, because Yisurim are not mevatel zezeh. So the Rambam says, we don't say one Isser can be mevatel another Isser. So says the Dogma of Vava, l'chayra, the Rambam doesn't hold, the Rambam l'chayra holds, and other Achrayim say also, the Rambam l'chayra holds, we don't say Yisurim mevalim zezeh. And if the Rambam holds, we don't say Yisurim mevalim zezeh, so then here also, l'chayra, the mixture should be Aser. We can't say the halacha like the Rosh, according to the opinion of the Rambam. So says the Dogma of Vava, and the Dogma of Vava, therefore, halachically, is not so comfortable following the Psak of Shulchan Aruch. So even the Dogma of Vava will agree that there's a Rosh that will disagrees with the Rambam, fine, but it's going to be a machlokes Rambam and Rosh. Comes other Achrayim, there's Avodas HaGershuni like this, there's a Knesset Agdoila brought down in the Prima Godim, and the Prima Godim himself says like this, there's a Chavez Das like this, and the Badei HaSholchan in Simen Tzadiches, Siftes, and the Bir Alocha in his Biurim, he seems to follow this majority of Achroinim, the Alocha. Say the Achroinim, no. Even the Rambam could agree to the Rosh. Why? When does the Rambam say that one Isser cannot be mevatel another Isser? That's if you need azat toiras bittel. If you need to come out to bittel beroiv, we'll explain soon. But where all you're doing is diluting the tam, there even the Rambam could agree that one Isser can be mevatel another Isser. Let's explain. Let's categorize dinei bittel into two categories. There's one type of bittel beroiv. Let's say you have things that are dry. Three p pieces. You have three pieces of meat in front of you. And not, there was no piece of meat that was cooked with another. They're sitting separately, but they're mixed. And you, originally, one piece of meat, you know that one piece of meat, they're all pieces of rib steak. They all look the same. You can't tell one from the other. But one of them came from an animal that was not shechted properly. And the other two are from an animal that was shechted properly and are fully kosher. So the halacha is that min ha-Torah, there's a rule called bittul b'rayv. With the Rabbana, there's an issue, shami yavashlim, you have to have shishim. Min ha-Torah, let's just deal with the din ha-Torah here, so that we can just bring out the concept how there's two different dinim of bittul b'rayv. So you have three different pieces of meat. One is for sure not kosher. The other two are kosher. They never gave off taste one to the other. They're sitting individually on a plate, on three separate plates. We say there's a bittul b'rayv. That's called bittul b'rayv of yavish b'yavish. Min ha-Torah, all three pieces of meat are permitted. Could you eat them all at the same time? That's a whole discussion. Mid derabbanan, you have to have shishim if the mimishein minoy. We're not going to get into the practical applications. We're just bringing out the concept that there's one type of bittul b'rayv, yavish b'yavish. Here you're having bittul b'rayv unrelated to the fact that there's any dilution of taste. The mere fact that you have three pieces that got mixed and you don't know which one is which, and the majority of the mixture is heter, that alone is a creation of bittul b'rayv, and that could be called bittul yavish b'yavish. But there's another type of bittul. There's a whole other type of bittul, and that is, if let's say, going back to our case, where he poured, let's say someone poured one zayis worth of blood into 60 zaysim worth of water, or other liquid, and now the blood got diluted, and now the blood is not tasteable or seeable or visible in the water. So then we say, might be difficult if it's really thick blood. If it's really blood that looks like blood, you would see perhaps it would make a red color. But say it would be another liquid, let's say it was water that already was colored red, dyed red with food coloring. And you can't see the blood at all. You're not going to be able to see the blood. It's not visible. So now you have a mixture of water and blood, and there's 60 times the worth of the blood you have heter against it. So now that it's diluted, that's called a bittul of lach belach, liquid with liquid. Here, the reason why it's mutter is another reason. It's not merely, not just the fact that there's a majority, but it's also the fact you have much more than that. You have the fact that you can't taste the iser in the mixture. And this is a whole nother type of bittul. Say the Zachronim, the Rambam would agree that even a Beliezer that holds that we don't say Isurim Mevalim Zeh, but when it comes to bittul of lach belach, when you have 60 against it, when it's a dilution of taste, then Rabbi Eliezer agrees even Isser could be mevatel Isser. And therefore, even the Rambam could agree to the halacha of the Rosh, that if you have 59 zeisim worth of water, or heter, and then in it fell at the same time two different zeisims worth of Isser, two different types of Isurim, one Isser will be mevatel the other Isser, since they have a different taste. The tastes become diluted, and when the tastes are diluted, even if it's Isser that's causing a dilution of the taste, the bottom line is you don't have a taste, and therefore the Isser is nullified, the Isser becomes batel b'rayv. And that seems to be the halacha, the way the Adi HaShulchan has it, that most Achrayim say, that even the Rambam, that we hold the halacha, that we don't say Yisurim Mevalim Zeh, nevertheless, we could still have a possibility where Isser could be mevatel another Isser. And it's practical, even in today's day, that it will become, that the things will become actually mutter to be eaten, and that is when it's a dilution of taste of 60. So then even Isser could be mevatel, even one Isser could be mevatel another Isser.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. to reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.